Secretary Stepp says one of her main topics at work right now is coming up with a way to streamline the state environmental permitting process.
And what we can be doing to decrease paperwork as far as permit applicant packages. There are a lot of redundancies between our agency and different agencies like the Army Corps of Engineers or EPA, just to give you a couple quick examples.
Developers seeking projects that disturb wetlands are some of the people who often have to fill out both state and federal permits. Aaron O'Brien of the Wisconsin Wetlands Association says that's because wetlands are regulated under both state and federal laws.
The Federal Clean Water Act provides for this through a program called Water Quality Certification, where the state has the opportunity to review federal decisions and ensure that they meet state water quality standards.
But O'Brien says the state and federal review processes are fairly similar. Still, she says any DNR talk about streamlining permits bears watching.
We think there are actually quite a few things that the state could be doing to improve those processes, and everybody would be better off if we make those changes. But we will be watching and hopefully participating in those discussions.
O'Brien says her bottom line is that protecting wetlands remains a priority in Wisconsin. The more comprehensive talk about wetlands permits comes as state lawmakers prepare to hold a hearing on Governor Walker's plan to help a developer who wants to build in a wetland in Brown County. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.